And this is the Community Connection Show with Greg Carrick here on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley. And it's 7 past 12. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. Greg Carrick standing in for Alan Collier today on the Community Connections Show. And in the first hour, we have Sonia from Warri Community House, just a few shops up from the radio station here in Warri Alec. And Sonia, you're just got the news that the lockdown is over and things can start up again.
That's right. We can resume classes again tomorrow. So we will have our golden years on tomorrow morning from 10 o'clock. And we'll have our two yoga sessions, one in the afternoon and one later that night.
So the golden years, is that for the retired people? Or?
No, it can be from anyone who considers themselves golden. So if you consider yourself golden at 40, you're welcome to come along. If you consider yourself golden at 60 or 80, you're welcome to come along. It's for anyone out in the community. So it's just a matter of having a friendly group of locals who get together for a weekly morning cuppa and chat.
Oh, okay. So it's a nice social event.
Yes, it's a social group, yeah.
Yeah, very important after these lockdown times, people
certainly
connecting again.
Connection to others in the community, even just to say, hey, what's the weather doing today?
Yeah. Because, with lockdown, it's been very tough connecting with friends. And even though you can sort of get out in the 5K limit, that can often depend on the weather
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely.
So you can rock down to Warri Community House for that. What
yes,
time does that start?
Yes, that's from 10 till 11:30 tomorrow, and it's a free group.
Okay.
And have a cuppa and a bicky and, connect with other locals.
Excellent service. So that's every Thursday morning, yeah.
At 10 o'clock till 11:30.
Cool. I expect the car park to be full for that.
Well, we get a lot of people who walk over, so that's fine too, yeah. So that's good. Yeah. And then tomorrow afternoon we've got our yoga classes at 1 o'clock till 2:30, and that's with our tutor, Angie. And on Thursday evenings we've got Michelle, who teaches yoga from 6:30 till 8.
Okay.
So I've got two lots of yoga on the one day, afternoon and evening, with two different tutors.
Yep. And there are minimal cost on that, or?
Yes, obviously, because the classes have started, we'd obviously negotiate the cost with that with the class. If you're just joining up now, we'd give you a discounted price.
Yep. Yeah. Excellent. And that's all ages.
Also, sorry, go on.
That's all ages, that one?
All ages, yep. Adults preferably, but... if a teenager wants to come along, that'll be fine, but no children at these particular classes.
Yep, fair enough.
And on Friday, we've got the library, the flexi van, coming out. So at this point, we think that they'll be coming out at 12:30 till 1:30, and that's where you can borrow books and exchange books and put in your orders from Eastern Regional Library, so you don't have to drive down to Junction or to Lilydale or...
Yeah,
they come to us at Warri, and you can do all your services through there.
I'll be there because I'll be keep getting these emails from ERL saying you've got an overdue book.
Oh,
so I've got to bring that back.
An overdue book, you can pop it in on Friday at the community house.
Yeah, just rock up with your book and your library card, and you'll be right.
That's it. And if you don't have a library card, they can look you up online, or they can issue you one.
All right.
So, that's. It's all good, and you can order DVDs, you can order specific books or magazines and so forth, and they'll take care of it all for you.
Good. I'll get out of the bad books by bringing back my overdue.
Yeah. last year was one of those years that, you might have forgotten to bring a book back. So that happens every fortnight.
Oh, it's fortnightly,
At the community.
I keep seeing the van rock up, but I thought it might have been monthly, but fortnightly is good.
Fortnightly, yeah, that's right, yep. So, and for the hour, and, we had always planned to have some extra programs and so forth with them, but we're just, navigating our way cautiously through the next few weeks and months and see how we go from there.
And for all these things, it's mask wearing. I presume.
Yes, it is mask wearing. However, when I just looked at the directive this morning, it said that you need to wear masks indoors unless you can keep 1.5 metres.
All right.
So if, for example, with our yoga classes, if we do have the space to have 1.5 metres.
Yeah, it's a big room, that one.
Therefore, my understanding is that we don't need masks for that.
Yeah.
However, coming into the office and if we're in a confined space, we do need to wear masks. Mm. But with the 1.5 metre rule, I think we'll be able to, challenge that.
Yep. Yeah, you got a big room there, so that's good.
Yeah.
Hey, anything on weekends at the community house?
We've tried to keep it really, really compact and simple this term.
Yeah.
Because we didn't know what was going to happen with restrictions and so forth, because we planned this last December.
Hmm.
And we are still moving cautiously towards term two and three. And playing it safe, because we'd rather keep our community members safe than run all these fantastic programs and then possibly have an outbreak or what have you.
Yeah.
So we'd rather keep it simple and small and confined so that our community stays healthy.
Yeah, we don't want 2020 again this year.
No, no, never again, never again. Yeah.
Okay, before we go on with other programs you've got, here's a bit of Daddy Cool, Eagle Rock.
Now listen, we're stepping out. I'm gonna turn around. Turn around once and we'll do the Eagle Rock. Give me a sign and we'll do the Eagle Rock.
It's 18 minutes past midday here at Yarra Valley FM 99.1. I've got Sonia from the Warri Community House remote because, yeah, the lockdown is lifting, but it's still on for the rest of the day. So, Sonia, going through the different programs that the Community House here in Warri Alec are running, and what is it, bingo or something you've got?
Yeah, on Monday, during our usual cuppa and chat, we're also running a bingo session. We're doing Monday bingo once a month.
Okay.
And so that falls next Monday, the 22nd of February, and then it'll also be on the 22nd of March, and that's just a gold coin donation, 10 o'clock in the morning till 11:30, and we'll be playing a couple of games of bingo with some prizes and all sorts.
Excellent stuff. You know, bingo, a lot of people really enjoy.
It is fun.
Because it is a social sort of gathering and event as well.
It certainly is. And if you can't make it in person, we're also offering to be able to get you to join us online. So via Zoom, we can have you in the room with us on the computer while the rest of us are there also. So we can do it both online as well as in person.
Okay. And hopefully...
So no need to miss out. Come and play bingo on Monday.
And if you're online, I hope you haven't got too much lag.
That's right.
I got it first. Yeah, but it took half an hour to come through.
Yeah, that's it. But, you know, with this great NBN, we'll be right.
Yeah, it's pretty good here, really.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Yep.
So also, you've got a garden outside the community house.
Yes, that's right. And in the past, we've had it as a community garden where we've had lots of tomatoes, lettuce, snow peas and so forth. But we're just looking for, we want to do a community project where we're looking for someone to take the lead on this to revamp that whole community garden section. So we need some plants to be taken out, some garden beds to be built, some plants to be chosen and planted, and also installing a composting system that we've got, and all this so that we can then continue to provide maybe some herbs, rosemary and mint and what have you, as well as grow some nice salad stuff for the spring coming up.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So how big is the plot?
And pick it and eat it and have nice fresh produce.
How big is the plot that they'd be looking after?
Oh, it's only a couple of metres by about a metre and a half.
Yeah.
It's just the part in front of the community house.
Yeah.
So, and taking out some of those plants that we've got, those bushes that we've got, and just rebuilding that whole section.
Okay. So you're really after someone who's... into gardening, they don't need to rebuild the thing, you know, the wooden boxes or anything?
Well, we probably need someone who will take a lead on it, who will, together with us, write up a plan of what needs to be done, and then we might be able to get some people to help us build the actual garden beds.
Yeah.
Some people, we've got other skills as far as soil and composting. Other people have got more knowledge on plants and what to grow when. With autumn and winter coming up, what do we propagate first and things like that. Also, I know in the past we've had our composting system and we've had lots and lots of worms. So people have been able to come and dig for some worms when they go fishing. Mm-hmm. So we need people with all sorts of skills and knowledge, but perhaps one person to take the lead and write up a plan with us so that we can work on that together. And then, you know, down the track we'll need people who might be interested in weeding or watering and keeping on top of it all.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So there's many, many different skills that are needed and lots of information. People have got lots and lots of knowledge.
Yeah.
And, you know, we might just need this section here or that section there, but just one person who can actually take it all and put it together.
Well, if you find someone who's really into weeding, send them around to my place.
Yeah, I wish. Yep, no worries. If we find that person, we can share.
Now, right next to your community garden outside the Warri Community House, you've also got a book box.
Yes, we've got our street library.
Yeah.
And people are welcome to come and take books from the fridge, the street library fridge. and also to place books into there.
Yeah.
So it's just a matter of there's many, many different types of books and novels, and some for kids, some for adults, all sorts of things. And everybody's welcome to access that at any time. And the reason we have it outside is so that you don't have to come when we're open during office hours. It can be at any time.
Hmm.
And help yourself, drop in or drop or take out. So,
So next time you're wandering down to the local shops to post your letters or pay some bills or pick up some supplies, rock down to the book box as well.
That's right. Yep. That's right. To the street library.
Excellent
just
stuff.
Just in front of our community garden.
And pull a few weeds out while you're there.
Well, we're hoping all that's going to get sorted soon.
Now, with the lockdown lifting, there'll be more opportunity for people to come along in person to these things. But you're still supplying Zoom to a lot of the events as well, are you?
Yes, wherever we can. We're doing Zoom meetings. We're doing Zoom cuppa and chats. So people have got an option. They can either come in person or they can contact us via Zoom.
Yeah.
So they can still participate but not physically need to be there. So even like with yoga and so forth, we can offer them to people to run on Zoom. So you can do yoga from the comfort of your own home, still part of the class, without having to physically be in there.
Okay. So we've got the bingo on Monday. What else have you got on?
That's right. Sorry, I need my pen. So we've got bingo on Monday. Then on Tuesday, we're back to our painting of nature course. And what happens is I put up a little bit of a sample of it last week on the Warri Sonia Facebook page. The tutor, Linda Dyer, is an artist who teaches her students on how to paint these things. And what she does is she tries to make sure that at the end of each class, there is a project completed.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be coming to, you know, eight classes in a row to finish a project. She tries to do it so that you finish one completed project at each class.
Yeah.
And if you have a look on our Facebook page, you will see the quality of her teachings. It's astounding, some of the skill and that we've got in the area.
Hmm.
So that happens every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. till 12 noon.
Excellent stuff. And, very good to be able to take home a finished
product,
item when you're done.
Yeah. They do all sorts of things. They draw leaves as well as, you know, pictures of other nature, flowers, birds, all sorts of things, and also using different types of paints and so forth. I know that they used some glitter paints in their last lot last week, and it really brings a painting to life. It's quite good. So, and she's got the patience to teach, so that's fantastic.
Yep.
So, yes. So they do something different each week.
Yep, that is very good. We're going to have another track here, a bit of David Bowie, Gene Genie.
Small Gene Genie snuck off through the city, strung out on lasers and slashed back blazers, and ate all your razors while pulling the waiters, talking about Monroe and walking on Snow White. New York's a go-go and everything tastes nice. Poor little Greenie. Gene Genie lives on his back. The Gene Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bawls. The Gene Genie, let yourself go. Oh. fish in the sand, let go his hands. He says he's a beautician, sells you nutrition, keeps all your dead hair for making up underwear. Poor little greenie. The Jean Genie lives on his back. The Jean Genie loves chimney stacks. He's outrageous, he screams and he bones. The Jean Genie lets yourself go.
Yarra Valley FM 99.1, it's 28 to 1 here in the Yarra Valley, and 30 degrees now, warming up to 32, but the hot item at the moment is Warri Community House, going through with Sonia, the different programs, and we're up to Wednesdays.
Yes, on Wednesday, we've just had some of our classes rescheduled, our Learn to Draw classes. So we're doing painting from nature on a Tuesday and learning how to paint with acrylics and so forth.
Yeah.
On the Wednesday, it's learning to draw objects with still life class. So it's with pencils and sketchbooks and so forth, and learning how to do the actual strokes and getting the different effects from the pencils.
So you'd be looking at drawing, shading and perspective and things like that. Yeah.
And all sorts of things. So that's now restarting on the 3rd of March from 10 a.m. till 11:30 until the 24th of March. So that's on for 4 weeks on Wednesday mornings. And then on Wednesday afternoons we've got crochet. So we've got a teacher who's been doing crochet for many, many years, and she's won awards and so forth. Mm. And she can teach you to start absolute beginners to those who are experienced and who want to learn to do different stitches and so forth. And also that's also project-based, so people might want to do a vest, or we've got one of our local community members who's starting up her own baby blanket and starting to crochet that for Bubs, who's coming up in a few months and so forth. So again, that's from beginners to absolute professionals who'd like to just interact with each other and work on a project, craft project, and crochet something. So
I could tell you, as a bloke, I have full respect for people who can knit and crochet, because I tried it years ago, tried to learn, and I was so tense and everything. I'd just get really sore neck and shoulders. It was terrible.
It's an acquired skill. I've got to admit, I haven't done much in recent years. I did crochet my own baby blankets, you know, 29 years ago. But I did manage to attempt a few things last year during lockdown, and that was interesting.
Yeah.
So I have much respect for people who can crochet whole vests and and cardigans and all sorts of things.
You sit there while they're watching telly and they're not even looking at what they're doing. It's amazing.
Not even looking, and they don't drop stitches and they don't end up with warped patterns and all sorts of things. So, yeah, this is a group that's open to everyone for any ability and any age level and any gender. So there are some blokes out there who can do it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a thing years ago. If you were a fisherman, you had to know how to knit and sew and look after your own stuff and your nets.
Sew your own buttons and, But that's also with the repairing of the fishing nets and so forth. So,
So I want you to get on there, you blokes. Get back to your roots.
We want everybody to be multi-skilled and independent, so that's good.
Give you something to do during lockdowns.
Well, that's right. And there's lots of gardening to be done too.
Yeah, get down there and volunteer to look after the patch.
That's right, that's right. And grow some fruits and veggies, so that'll be good. Okay. We also have quite a few different workshops available to do with astrology by our astrology teacher, Karen Pryor, who's running quite a few classes, both online and in person. So that might be best to check out on our website or on our Facebook page. For all the details there, because there's quite a number of different programs there. So you can contact us on www.worricomhouse. So that's worricomhouse.org.au. And click onto our program and you can see all the things that we've got on offer there.
Yep, and if you're on Facebook, is your group open or people have to join or what?
No. You can just hop onto our Facebook page. We've got two pages. One that is the Worry Community House Facebook page.
Yeah.
And that just gives all the information and details. And then there's the Worry Sonia one that is interactive and you just friend request us and we'll add you on and you can interact with us.
Okay. And you're the admin for that, I presume?
Partially. Yep. I am for the Worry Sonia page and Simone's the admin for the Worry Community House page.
Excellent.
So we both share that.
And if people want to email you?
Yes, you can email us at info@worricomhouse.org.au.
Yep, excellent stuff.
And we do have an answering machine on at the moment, so or you could call us on 59-646-857.
Wonderful. Now, with these lockdowns, especially last year, you had pretty much the whole year doing things via Zoom and everything, and you're continuing a lot of these Zoom components in quite a few of your courses. Is this something that you find beneficial?
Yes, to some people. We've had some people who've moved out of our area who were part of our social groups in 2019. And so it's given them an opportunity to connect back in with their friends and other locals from different areas that they've moved to without physically having to come out to us.
Mm.
So that's been great, keeping that social connection and that network. We also still have the phone tree continuing. So if there's anybody who'd like to request to have a phone call once a week just to check in and for 10 minutes and have a chat and see what's going on, they can still contact us to get that phone call, weekly phone call.
That's wonderful.
It's connected quite a few people. We've had some new people also move to the area. So we welcome them in to come in and spend some time with us or connect to us through Facebook and the internet and so forth. And, learn a bit about our area and be involved.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and for those who have been a bit hesitant about using Zoom, you don't need a big powerful computer. It'll run on a tablet, it'll run on a laptop, it'll also run on your phone.
Runs on your phone, you can run it on an iPad. It's amazing. Once you've got the link, it's just a matter of clicking into the link and having it set up. It's quite easy to do. So we're finding that that's a good way to connect in with people. We're also looking at in terms to running some being more connected programs so that people are a little bit more digitally aware and can get some experience in that. So we're also always looking for people who are interested in, being able to help us out on things like that. If you've got a particular like for computers and how to set up all these types of things and running some groups, maybe some support groups or chat groups and so forth, we can do all that.
Yep. Wonderful. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1. And it's 18 minutes to 1. This is the Community Connection Show. I've been having a chat with Sonia from Warri Community House. And if you want to know more, you can get on their website. That's www.warricomhouse. And I'll spell that for you. www.warricomhouse.org.au. Warricomhouse.org.au. If you want to email, it's info@warricomhouse.org.au. You can even phone them, 5964-6857. And Sonia, you're also on Facebook. You've got two sites there.
We've got two Facebook pages, so you can just look up Facebook, and it's Warricom House on Facebook. Or you can also look up Warri Sonia, S-O-N-J-A, and add us as a friend, and we can interact with you that way.
Excellent stuff. Well, it's good to be back from tomorrow without lockdown, so people can come around to the community house and actually be there for the different programs. But even if you can't make it, it's too far or something like that, you can interact on a lot of these programs via Zoom, and you'll get all those details from the website, or you can email Sonia at info@warricomhouse.org.au.
That's correct.
Or get on the Facebook page and find out all your details there. So, good to have you back in person.
maybe next time it'll be in person. We've been back for a few weeks and then a very short lockdown and then back on tomorrow. So, back to what we consider a new COVID normal tomorrow.
And for those who are local but haven't been to the house, it's just a few shops down from the radio station. So it's in Warriyallock, over the road from the main shops, IGA, post office, things like that. And it's yours is the end shop, is it, or second?
No, we're shop 5.
Shop 5, yeah.
Three shops from the end.
The lovely garden thing in the book box.
Where the street library is, Yellow Street Library. We always say that we're in the group of shops with the radio station. So
cool.
Out for the radio station, we're in the group of shops with the radio station.
Excellent. Well, hopefully, you'll be getting some new people coming along to check out what you've got and take
That'd
part
be
in
great
these
to
classes
connect in with more community members. So,
and listeners, you can dip your toe in and join the social mornings before you do anything else. If you want, just get to know everybody and decrease your social isolation a bit.
That's right. Or take some books from the street library, or just pop in and say good day to us.
Yep. Okay. Thank you very much, Sonia. And all the best for this term. Hopefully no more big interruptions like we've been having.
Thank you. Yes. And we'll see you at the library flexivan at the community house at 12:30 on Friday.
Sheepishly bringing in my late book.
I'm sure Noah will take care of it for you.
Okay. Thanks, Sonia. It's 12:45. This is Yarra Valley FM 99.1.